It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They say age ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
And knowing we need people to take this gig, maybe this isn't such a bad idea.
This sounds like a really bad idea.
Okay, it's complicated. I will give you it's complicated. Mm-hmm. Not just because this is a physically and mentally taxing job, but I mean, there are some people that would be arrogant enough to think they can do it even though they can't do it.
Oh, I get that.
But I mean, can you definitively say that every person over a certain age cannot do this job?
Yes, I can.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, Tommy. Yeah. Police departments across New York State are looking to increase their staffing numbers.
Yeah.
So they put on a big push for recruitment because there's a lot of retirements coming up, right? And despite their efforts for bringing in the folks they normally recruit, they still need more.
Mm.
And that has one state lawmaker looking to change a policy to expand who can apply for the position.
Great.
A new bill.
Yeah.
Wants to eliminate the maximum age for applicants to police departments.
So what is it now?
Right?
I was going to say, didn't they just increase it recently?
So I think that was for the troopers.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure.
So these are just regular police departments.
This would be police departments across the state.
Does that count sheriffs too? Or is that something different?
I think that's different. I'm not exactly sure. Y'all, it gets complicated.
All right.
It's all the same thing.
But regular police officer.
So right now, the limit to take the police officer civil service exam.
To get in.
35 years old.
Yeah, same as president, right?
No, it's the opposite.
No, the president, you had to be 35 to be president.
And this is the limit.
Oh, yeah.
It's the literal opposite of that.
Right. Well, you could quit being a cop, go be a president.
Okay, no, you can apply at 30. You don't have to retire at 35. Right. The oldest you can be to apply is 35.
All right.
Okay. If this bill passes, there would no longer be any maximum age.
So nothing.
Nothing at all.
If you can pass the test, you win.
Yeah, you can be as old as you want and be a police officer. Folks who are for this bill say there are plenty, Tommy, of people over 35 that can do this job just fine. And to be clear, like you just said, and I want to be clear on this, the bill would not weaken requirements.
Right.
If you were over 35 and applied, you still had to pass all the physical tests, all the background checks, all that jazz. Mm-hmm. You would just have to do it in your late 30s, 40s, or 50s.
Okay.
Right? Or 60s, 70s, 80s, 100 if you wanted to. There would be no age limit. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You in for old cop?
No. It's a bad idea.
Really? Because that's weird. You sit across from me every day and tell me that you could be a cop. No problem. Pew, pew,
well,
pew.
But you don't let me be the cop the way I want to be a cop. You got to follow cop rules.
No, that's called being, it's called assaulting people is what you're describing.
Right. A dirty cop.
Yes.
I could be Officer Dirty Cop.
Okay.
But here's the deal. So let's say you're 55 years old and you're in good shape.
Yeah.
And you can go in there and pass that test. And you could become a cop. That still doesn't tell me, like, you could do this every day.
Okay,
so there's a difference between passing a test and now every day I have to do this extremely stressful job. It's a big difference.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, look, if we're going to be fair, you look at, I know a police officer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know I lived with him for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have to stay in top physical shape.
Yes.
Like my dad did.
You just told me he's dropped weight.
He has now. He's not a cop. Well, he is a cop, but he's not a real cop. He's a kind of cop now. Kind of cop. Bro, you saw my dad when he was still on the job.
He was
his own mobile armored tank unit. They would hide behind him when they were going into drug houses. Use his foot as a battering ram. Go! He was spilling Skittles all over the place.
Officer Skittles. This is a bad idea, man. Are we that desperate?
I mean, I don't know. Because we did see, like, troopers-wise, they had, I think, the highest application in the history of if I remember the story correctly, and I apologize if I got that wrong. But it seems like they're getting younger applicants. Mm-hmm. I don't know where this is coming from.
And I don't know. Like, you like to think with age comes wisdom.
Okay.
But that's not always the case.
Right.
And I would think that as you get older, you're more set in your ways and the way you feel and your beliefs and things, where I don't know if that would be good for that type of job.
So I think that's the most interesting debate here, mm-hmm. right? Is a 35 to 50-year-old starting a job like police officer, mm-hmm. would that be better than a 23 to 26-year-old? Because, Kimmy, I understand where you're coming from, but I think you can make the argument the opposite
way, too.
Right,
I mean, you could. I mean, that's what I mean. Like, maybe having more life experience helps you in that job. But I don't know. I don't know if that person would be more unique.
Well, let me put it this way, right? If you're joining a police force at 23 to 26 years old, you have almost no life experience. And that's not that kid's fault. You need to live to have life experience. I mean, would a 40-year-old rookie police officer be better equipped to handle dealing with people? Would seeing the world for all those years outside of a police department give them a different perspective? Would that make them better cops faster? And there's a reason I ask. I'm sorry. Being the child of a police officer and growing up around that, most of being a police officer, at least as far as what my old man would tell me, it's a PR job.
Yeah.
Right? You don't see that stuff on TV, but knowing how to talk to people, diffusing situations, making people feel like they're heard is very important. And I bust my old man's balls a lot. I just heard him called Officer Skittles in the break room. Mm. But my old man has a gift for that.
Yeah.
And I think you can make the argument that the older you are and the more you've seen, experience, dealt with, you may be better at having those conversations, being patient.
But got that experience from being a long-term police officer. Because, like, when I go to Home Depot on Saturday morning, I don't see a bunch of well-rounded, understanding 55-year-old men.
What do you mean I can't return this?
A bunch of junk and making it overseas is crap.
You know what you guys are being?
What?
You're being ageist.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for a good reason.
Well, I guess my question would be to somebody, you know, over the age of 45 who would want to get into something like this. What's your reason? Is it your reason because you want to change people's perspective, do good, help the community, or is your reason like, I think I could catch bad guys better than these guys can?
But I'll counter that, Kimmy. Okay. I think you have to ask the same question of a 23 to 26-year-old, because there are, you know, young people.
Yeah,
who
I guess there's more time for you to learn, and I think you're more open to learning.
If you end up in the right spot with the right people.
Okay, true.
I mean, look, there are, I'll say that, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Know.
Having grown up around cops, and I've said this before on the show, there are people who I knew as a kid that my dad worked with, they were kind and they were caring and they were amazing people. And to this day, as a 38-year-old man, if I ever got in any situation, they would go out of their way to help me in every possible way. And I love those people like their family.
Can you show them our ratings?
They're also people who my dad worked with.
Yeah.
We're at 10 years old. How did they give you a gun?
Yeah.
I knew at 10 years old, like, this ain't right.
Okay.
This ain't right. So, I mean, yes, that matters no matter your age, is the reason that you're there and what you plan on accomplishing while you're there. And I don't think it's fair. Now, granted, I think the physical issues that you brought up are everything. And maybe you're right about being set in your ways too much. But I think it's unfair to say that somebody of an older age would be automatically disqualified.
I'm not sure. Look, I'm sure there's some older cats out there that can do it. I'm guessing it's a very small pool of people. But I feel bad for, let's say they institute this thing.
Okay.
The guy I feel bad for is the 28 to 32-year-old police officer right now.
Why?
He's at the peak of his physical conditioning and training. He's been out on the field for a while, and he gets saddled with Grandpa. And you got to lead Grandpa around.
Officer Grandpa?
Yeah. That would suck.
CBS's next sitcom. Yes.
No, you're joking? That was already a sitcom. They did, what was it, like the
what
old rookie?
It?
Yeah.
The rookie.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
But that guy wasn't that old, was he?
I don't know.
No, he wasn't, but he was too old.
Yeah.
Like, I can see, like, they're on a police chase, and hold on, I'm getting some stuff from my grandkids. Okay, hey, man, you're driving fast. Slow down.
Wait, didn't your brother become a volunteer police officer in his 40s?
My brother became a cop in Riviera Beach, Florida, and I want to say my brother was he was 40.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was chasing down old people, so.
Kind of. So he went to the academy. He became a complete full-on cop.
Full-on cop. Colombian cop.
Squad car, the whole thing. And then he did it for a few years, and then he also realized, oh, this is hard.
Okay.
And he went into it, straight up. He didn't have to do it. He was rich, didn't need to do it, wanted to do it. He always wanted to be a cop. And he did it.
Okay.
He accomplished that, and he did it for about 5 years, roughly.
And that brings up actually the biggest problem potentially mm-hmm. here. And we'll touch on that in a sec. Folks have been waiting on hold. 252-WCMF. There is a bill sitting in the legislature right now that would eliminate the maximum age for people to apply to become a police officer. Right now, it's 35 years old to take the civil service exam to become a cop. Police departments across the state are saying they need to fill rank, I guess, and they're trying to do everything they can with people within the age range, but this bill would eliminate it completely. Now, I don't know how much support it has, and again, it's just a bill.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee that it happens or even comes close to happening, but look, man, I get your concern, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying this is a good idea. I'm just saying maybe not knee-jerk reaction to say, hell yeah! But let's talk to Victor. He's on CMF. Hey, Vic, how are you, brother?
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
Tommy said 55. Imagine a 55-year-old man trying to do this. I'm 55, 183 pounds. I'm very fit. I could absolutely do this.
Okay. So
and I would be all for it.
Like do the job or pass the physical test or both?
Yes. I could do both, absolutely, without any qualms whatsoever.
Okay. So, Victor, I'm going to ask you a question because I'm a 38-year-old man. I work out on a regular basis. Pretty decent shape. No big deal.
Is this the bragging hour now?
The point I'm making is this. I'm 38 years old, and my body hurts waking up on a pretty regular basis, right? I mean, Victor, Tommy does bring up a good
point. It's the grind of being a police officer
every day.
Winter, summer, heat,
I could absolutely
freezing.
Do it every single day. I don't see any issues at all. I don't wake up with any body pains. I mean, I don't know, man. I could do it. And there's other states that are doing it right now. Georgia, all those southern states are all there.
Hold on. I would stop there. I don't know if the southern states are doing this with police officers is the best way to sell other states on doing things with police officers.
Well, I'm just saying. Other people are doing it, man. It can work.
But I guess
I would do it.
You feel like that now, but I guess how long would you give yourself on that job? Because I'm guessing you have a little bit shorter window.
Say that again, Victor?
Yeah. 5 to 7 years.
Okay.
I've done it 62.
But that's the biggest problem. And Victor, I appreciate the call. Look, I'm really looking forward to you pulling me over one day, Victor.
Yeah.
Coming out with the walker, trying to write me a ticket.
Yeah, so it'd be a short stint the older you are.
Yeah, then you got to go get more guys.
And that's the biggest argument. So pass the physical test, pass what you brought up about, the mentality of who wants the job. When you sign on to be a police officer, no matter your age, they're expecting 20 to 25 years out of you.
You ain't getting that out of that old cat. The only thing that's going to happen is you will win your golf tournament every year.
Wait, I don't know, man. Those cops are scratch golfers.
Right.
I told you, my dad won a gold medal in the police Olympics in golf. That's a real
thing.
I didn't
know he's a gold medalist.
He's a guy who can golf.
He's Officer Scheffler.
Well, probably because he was later with all those Skittles falling out of his pocket. No, but there's a reason why there's a 20 to 25 year retirement.
Yes.
It's a stressful, labor intensive job, right? You're moving around, you're talking to people, right? So,
and that's something we haven't even talked about yet. We're talking about the physical. It's the stress of being a police officer, the horrible things you're going to have to mentally deal with in an instant. How about that?
But I think you can also make an argument that maybe at an older age, you are better mentally.
You've never experienced what these guys have experienced, though.
Well, but that's not necessarily true. I mean, look, man.
Let me tell you, one time I ran over a rabbit in my backyard, and I still ate lunch that day.
I guess it's
that's
possible.
That's a different situation.
I think you're underestimating how many average, everyday people have seen or experienced terrifying, horrific things.
Okay, you may have in your life.
Yes.
You may have to do this every week.
But that's what I mean. Like, if I'm 20, I'm sorry, Kim, I don't mean to keep cutting you off. If you're 23 to 28, the odds that you saw something horrific just in your everyday life, have dealt with something like that, are much smaller. The longer you live, the more odds, you've seen or have to deal with things. So I think it's still open to debate there.
You sound like you're kind of for it.
I'm actually not for it, but it's weird. I think there should be more discussion because maybe the age limit is 45, Right?
Maybe that's still an old cat.
I agree with you, but you could get out at 65. I mean, that is a standard retirement age.
So I get 20 years.
Yeah.
And you are, I mean, you are underestimating how many older guys are working tough physical jobs.
I've seen them standing off to the side while the younger guys are actually doing the work.
No, I mean, there are guys out there that, you know, lifted and, you know, doing those types of jobs into their 60s.
Okay. So let's say you have a pretty physical job, mm-hmm. and you think you could do that. So I want you to go over there and do your job, mm-hmm. and I'm going to stand over here and start shooting at you. Hold on.
Where training comes in.
But
that could be hard for anybody.
You're doing this thing that people like to do where everybody... Everybody assumes every police officer is getting shot at every 3 minutes.
But it's a possibility.
Yes, but it's a small possibility. No, I don't think you do because you keep saying it. Like, I'll give you an example. My old man was on the job in Gates for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
He never shot his gun once. Never.
Which is amazing.
No, it's not. It's a pretty standard thing. It's a common thing. My old man taught firearms training to almost every cop in Rochester for a certain amount of years. Right? The guy never fired his gun once. Not one time. So... I think you are also overrested. Like, you're not going to be running through an alley dodging bullets like it's NYPD blue, knock on wood.
But that could happen.
It can. It can. Yes. And I'm not downplaying the danger of the job. But, I mean, people are everyday people going into the job no matter what age they are.
Right.
So why would it be a difference at 45 and 25?
I would say 45 would be the cutoff. Because that way you at least get 20 years out of the guy.
Maybe.
I mean, if it goes full term and he gets his retirement, but you're also not every 5 years having to go do this again.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right?
I mean, anything over that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, that put a 50-year-old guy in a uniform and thinking you're going to get 20 years out of him is insane.
Well, I mean, at some point, their body could just say no, too, because I'm using this solely based on the people that I know.
Yeah.
Because, like, not only my dad, but a couple other guys that I know growing up with had heart attacks.
Yeah.
And we are. I mean, my dad had a heart attack while still working as a police officer in his 50s, right? So. Mm-hmm. I mean, there could be a point where your body says, yeah, we're not doing this anymore.
Right.
No bueno. So I don't know, man. I mean, I don't think this passes. I think that all of the...
I hope it doesn't.
I think all of the concerns you brought up are valid and loud enough to shout it down. But better watch what you say, buddy, because a year or two from now, Officer 60 could be pulling your ass over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Tommy,
yeah, buddy.
When a woman commits a crime, you tend to want to punish on the softer side.
It's a pink crime.
What we call the mom-vict sentence. Mm-hmm. But what happens when a woman commits a mom-vict crime against another more vulnerable woman?
Another mama?
Well, we don't know if she was a mama, to be fair, but she is a vulnerable woman.
Mm.
A lady we talked about in the past has found out her punishment for ripping off one of the most vulnerable people you can.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to find out if Tommy Mulet believes this sentence is appropriate.
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, you're hearing our sultry voices.
Yeah.
You know, you can see our beautiful faces.
Yeah.
I got a new hat, so you can check that out.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Corduroy. How about that?
Corduroy.
It's a I'm wearing a corduroy hat. Go Bills. You can log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch. The YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF. See if this hat is for you.
Mm.
You can go buy it at the New Era store or Marshall's, where I got mine. I mean, you can't, Kimmy. $9 hat. You can't say no to a $9
hat. No, you can't. You got
to
at least give it a try.
Come on. Thank you. It doesn't even look great on me, but for $9?
Well, corduroy is not really like my favorite fabric.
Neither.
What?
Well, no. I'm kind of with him on that.
Okay.
I don't get why corduroy ever became like something you would want to put on your body.
No, I'm with you, but as a...
It's really soft.
It don't breathe and it don't move.
As a kid who used to have to buy his uniform clothes for Aquinas at the thrift store, wore
there's
a lot of corduroy pants.
There's a point
in
time
in
as kids where, corduroy really made a
but
strong
fat boys,
comeback.
Fat boys do not wear corduroy well.
That's my favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
Because you remember, like, I used those fat kids that would wear out the crotch.
Oh, you're looking at him.
Yeah.
Hello. Like, the fabric became
smooth.
Yeah,
it wasn't sturdy.
No, it wasn't. All that, by the way, brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewery. Three Heads Brewing. If you've ever met those guys look like corduroy. Those are corduroy boys over there at Three Heads. A few months ago, we told you a crazy story coming out of the town of Greece.
Mm-hmm.
A home health aide had been arrested, charged with stealing from an elderly woman that she was working for. And here's the thing. Unfortunately, that is a common story.
Yeah.
We see people that work in those jobs every once in a while take cash and jewelry and things
like
that.
And those jobs are really, really tough jobs.
I understand, but you can't be stealing from
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. Okay. But they're tough, stressful job.
But this home health aide story was different. Alpha Harris, the aide, was accused of using the name and information of a 91-year-old client to buy herself a house. She took out a $300,000 mortgage
Damn.
In the name of this 90-year-old woman without the 91-year-old having any idea.
But she didn't steal. She stole the identity.
It says also in the story that she overbilled her and took tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But she needed a down payment for the house, Pat. Jesus, they don't give those things away.
No, actually, they did with her. They gave it away. Harris, the aide, was sentenced yesterday after taking a plea deal.
Mm.
So, Tommy, after taking $62,000 and buying a home in this 91-year-old woman's name, do you want to guess how much time she got?
8 years.
8 years? Mm. Kimmy, did you see the story?
I did.
Okay, so
I
didn't
know already.
Yeah.
The home health aide was sentenced to 6 months in jail with 5 years of probation. She also has to pay back the $62,000 that she took. So if you listen to the show on a regular basis, mm-hmm. you are aware that Tommy wants to be soft on ladies when it comes to white-collar crime. And this is the definition of that. A
yes.
woman committed.
You always make excuses.
Exactly. You good with 6 months?
A little light.
A little light. So I asked you what you thought the punishment would be. What do you think the punishment should be?
I thought she'd get like 2 to 5.
Even though you just guessed 8.
At least like
Why went high?
Okay.
Because I know, most people, throw the bug. Pay for everything.
Are you making a voice of a woman who stole a house?
Yes, I am.
She stole a house.
She stole a house.
That's like James Bond villain stuff. Like, he stole a house and moved into
She still had to make the payments.
Well, no, we'll get to that later. Go ahead, Kimmy.
Was her husband facing any charges either? Because wasn't he like her security or something?
He was hired as a security guard for the woman's home. I don't know if he's facing charges.
Okay.
I didn't see anything about charges for him. All right. So this is the rare case in the break room where you believe a woman was not sentenced to enough
time. It's a little light.
But just
I went a little
it's
light.
It's a lot of light.
It's a little
but,
light.
But maybe that... Here's the thing. It is maybe it increases the chances that she can pay back that money.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Make
like maybe,
to this
yeah.
Okay.
But
by
maybe
the way,
it helps that situation.
What?
You said I didn't say anything.
Yeah. She's 90. Well, now she's 92, probably.
Okay, she says, "What does that have to do with anything?"
I mean, it ain't around.
Okay, you don't know that she could live to 110.
Yeah, could. Probably not.
Okay, for God's sakes, this woman is a victim of a crime. What are like the worst, most despicable crimes you've ever seen?
Not the most despicable.
They bought a house in her name. She bought a house in her name.
But I mean, people like steal like small stuff. They probably get more time, right?
What are you even talking about?
Less time, I don't know.
I mean, she took a plea, so this is something that they, this is a deal that they agreed to, right?
Okay.
But, like, here's...
Good for her. I mean, she got off.
Good for her. Not good for her. She did... Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This home health aide really effed up this woman's life. And it's possible.
Bait life.
It's possible that it wasn't even the 91-year-old woman that had to deal with it. It could have been her family, which makes it even worse. Because it's one thing to watch your family member get ripped off, right? That would be infuriating. Mm-hmm. It's even worse.
To help them.
Yes. No, not help. Yeah. You would have to do it, as I aggressively point at you from the anger that I have.
I just, listen, man, watching my parents age and knowing what my father, and I'm not saying what this woman did was right.
If you say but, I'm going to punch you in the head.
But.
Oh, my God.
But he was horrible work with.
Okay.
And if my brother came up, called me up, go, hey, something terrible happened to Dad today. And I'm like, who do we tip?
Oh, no.
Because
no,
he was terrible to these people. And like, and they were the sweetest, kindest angel people I've ever seen. Like, I felt so bad for these women.
Mm-hmm. Look, I agree with you that it's a tough job. And
tough?
I agree with you that 99% of the folks who do this job are amazing,
all of
fantastic.
Them.
Yeah. Well, no, not all of them, because I got one here that ain't.
I think she started out bad.
Well, you know, what's her name?
Something, Alfalfa.
Alfalfa. She was one of the little rascals, and she went bad. So then she.
I'm close, though.
No, kind of. Alpha Harris.
I was close with the Alpha.
Alfalfa is not close to Alpha.
Alpha Harris.
Yeah, I just said the name to you. Tommy, you know nothing about this woman. You can't say, I think she started off fine.
I mean, if she had been doing this for, like, as a career her whole life, I think she came into it with a different mindset.
You know nothing. You know nothing about nothing. And it leaves nothing. You got to have something if you're going to give her the time you want to give her.
Are you using Billy Preston's, like, philosophy?
I am, yeah.
Nothing. By the way, he wasn't such a good guy either.
No, I heard he started off good.
He did.
Shut up.
He did. He was with the Beatles at one point.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the home health aide who we talked about in the news months ago. She was accused of using the name and information of a 91-year-old woman she was taking care of to buy a house in the 91-year-old's name. Police say she also overcharged her, so there's a $62,000 restitution involved in this crime. She got 6 months. 6 months for buying a house in a 91-year-old woman's name. Let's talk to Chris. He's on CMF. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Hey,
I wonder if she had to sell the house.
Well, Chris, it's interesting you asked that question.
Because
that leads us down another road as to why Tommy's a complete idiot. Chris, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. So the woman owned the house. The 91-year-old woman, because all the paperwork was signed. No.
Okay.
The 91-year-old woman.
Signed off on it, essentially.
Yes.
Right?
It's her house.
Okay, it's her house. So she owned the house, Chris, so she had to sell the house. Well, it turns out, in the 12 months that this home health aide was living there, some liens showed up on the house.
So she took out seconds on the house.
Or she wasn't paying for
something. She was
delinquent
on something.
I mean, who knows? We don't know what happened, but there were liens. So, Chris, in the hottest real estate market in the history of America, this 91-year-old woman lost money selling the house she didn't know she bought.
So they did sell the house then?
Yes, but she lost money.
So she was upside down on the house?
Yes.
So is that part of the money she owes?
It's possible. So, Chris, there is the answer to what happened to the house.
Wow, that's crazy.
Right? I mean, it just keeps getting worse, Chris. Chris, let me ask you, having listened to the conversation, knowing what the she's got 6 months and she's looking at it and 5 years of probation, what do you think is a fair punishment for this woman?
I was thinking, like Tommy, the 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
And had to pay, everything back.
Okay. Well, Chris, great to talk to you, buddy. Thank you for the call. I appreciate
she
it.
Should have to pay more than what the lady lost, too.
I mean, it's possible that's what the $62,000 of restitution is, that's going to make her whole, if she can get the $62,000 out of her eventually.
But
I thought that's what she had stole on the top.
So I had initially believed that, too, but now that Kimmy brought that up, the story's written kind of vague. I cannot be sure. And, Chris, if there's one thing I strive to be, it's accurate. I consider myself a newsman.
You do a fantastic job.
Shut up, Chris. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Does she go back into healthcare?
How could you? Who's going to hire you?
Cheaper. Cheaper health.
Yeah, it's really cheap until it turns out that I own a second home again.
I would hire her if she could score me Robitussin under the teeth.
Yeah, she can. She's been stealing it out of your medicine cabinet. Got more Robitussin for you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Look, 6 months is not enough time. 2 years is not enough time. 10 years minimum.
10?
Yes.
Don't give somebody a decade
Here's
over
why.
Money.
Here's why. It's no, it's not money. And
it's
that's what the issue is here. It's not just money. It's not like this home health aid went into a home safe. By the way, just because you do your dad's face doesn't mean...
If I was a rich man.
This woman would want to be your health aid. It's not like this home health aid went into a safe and took out $10,000 cash, right? She didn't steal jewelry and pawn it.
It was manipulating.
The balls that it took Kimmy to do what she did. She bought a home in someone else's name, and she thought she was going to get away with this.
Yes.
And by the way,
she was on her way.
She was doing all of this while caring for this woman.
Yeah.
Look at it this way, right?
Yeah.
Like, she didn't leave, rob somebody, and never see them again. Like, there are people, you know, out on the street who will get stuck up, and their wallet goes missing, and you're never going to see that victim again. She had a relationship with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
She still did what she did. After she ripped her off, she was still in her home. She saw her on a daily basis, knowing that she took this woman's identity. That is cold, effing blooded.
Cold-blooded. It's cold blood. It's bad.
Billy Preston and Rick James today. So tell me. Please tell me.
Yeah.
Please tell me why. You only give her a decade.
I mean, she old. I mean, I know the kids probably, that's their inheritance. You know.
It's not even about who gets the money. It's about what's right and what's wrong.
I understand right and wrong.
No, you don't understand right and wrong.
But there's like right and wrong, and then there's like pink right and wrong.
No, there is. What about pink victim?
Yeah.
I understand that. Pink victim, bad too. I would say if this was a male, I'd be harsher.
Okay. You're an idiot.
And she was stealing the money, putting it back into the economy.
Was that what she was doing?
You know.
Hey, is there anybody that steals money and puts it in a 401k?
They might bury it for a while. I don't know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jerry. He's got the last word. Hey, Jerry, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. So actually, that house is like three houses down from where my parents live.
The one that she bought in the woman's name?
Yes, in Greece, yes.
Okay.
And they sold it to a gentleman that buys houses and flips houses.
Mm.
And he beat him up and bought that house for
$235,000. Well, I mean, look, we don't know the condition of the house when it was bought compared to when it was sold in the first place. Again, you got the liens on the house. They got to make whole on that. So I'm sorry, Jerry, go ahead. I didn't cut you off.
No, true. You're right. I believe he did a little bit of work in the kitchen and then sold it. But also, you got to remember, she bought that brand new BMW, too.
Yeah, there was a BMW. So it wasn't.
That.
No, I wanted the BMW in this story. I couldn't find the details, so I didn't want to include it. But yes, there was also a BMW. I don't know if that came from the money in the name of this woman as well.
Right.
So, yeah.
I believe it did. I'm not 100% sure, but I think they took it because it was still in the house when the guy bought the house.
Well, I mean, if Jerry's saying it, so it's got to be true. I mean, it's a Jerry guarantee.
Yeah, right.
Jerry, thanks for the call.
A guarantee,
buddy.
If you will.
All right, so the moral of the story
What's the moral? We had morals here.
The moral of the story is...
Bring it all together.
You have no moral compass at all.
I do, but I'm also sensitive to women and how we treat women in this country.
Yeah, so... Okay.
And it's deplorable.
So just to be clear. Woman commits crime, light sentence. Woman victim of crime, don't punish person who made them victim.
Well, what do you want? What do you want?
Exactly what I just told you. Punish the person who committed the crime.
You caught her. You're going to get most of your money back.
She lost money.
Hey, you lose money in any investment, really. These investments are risks.
That's the hope, that she is able to pay back that money, but continue.
Look, I mean, if the guarantee is true, she lost $65,000 on the house, which actually makes...
But that's the deal you cut.
No, she didn't cut it. She didn't know she cut it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a break.
All right.
So this is a story in two acts.
Oh.
Because the first act, you can see, we don't care about food recalls.
Mm-hmm.
If the food's in our fridge, unless it's something like really scary, we're going to eat it.
And this
is
a very delicious food.
It is, but this is what happens when you don't take these recalls seriously. Because the second act is now an overcorrection.
Mm.
Because people are so scared, it seems, it's affecting an entire industry, even though it's one company that is the source of these problems.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we're all familiar with the Boar's Head cold cut situation.
That's the one with the logo that looks like your mom?
A couple weeks ago, there was a listeria outbreak involving Boar's Head cold cuts.
So your cold cuts could give you the trots?
More than the trots.
They squirts?
Could kill you.
Oh, really? Death by squirt.
So when this happened, folks were being warned, do not eat these cold cuts. Get rid of these cold cuts.
But the boar's head.
Yes, the boar's head cold cuts. And there was even worry about cross-contamination in the beginning because the listeria from the boar's head could have gotten onto like the slicer and gotten onto other cold cuts, sure, right? So they were telling people initially, any cold cuts you have, chill out. Some grocery stores stopped selling cold cuts entirely because of this thing. We know that people don't listen to recalls all that much.
Of course not.
Yes. And because of that, a lot of people got sick. 9 people have confirmed died from this listeria outbreak in the Boar's Head Cold Cuts factory.
Damn.
And they went in and did
In the factory?
They went and did an inspection in the factory, and it was not good. Not good at all.
We got pigsty in here.
So here's the thing. I'm not acknowledging what you just said. Cold cut sales have plummeted in the wake of the Boar's Head listeria.
Okay, roast beef, your bolognese.
Well, Boar's Head makes all of it.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm saying,
like all brands.
But I'm saying like cold cuts in general, people are just not buying.
So,
period.
So Boar's Head specifically.
They tanked.
Their sales, they've lost a third of their business in the last month.
Oh my God.
A third of their business. And you understand why. For some reason, by the way, New York has been hit the hardest.
Oh.
I don't know if we lead the league in Boar's Head cold cuts.
Oh, it could be.
Love a good deli.
But they also are estimating that 10% of the entire cold cut market is gone.
Damn.
Because people are afraid to eat cold cuts right now because of what's going on. And which is weird because every time you see this story, it always says Boar's Head, Boar's Head, Boar's Head, Boar's Head. And I know in the beginning they said, you know, don't eat cold cuts at all for a little while because of the cross-contamination. Yeah. But they've come out and said, like, now that's okay.
All right, we're back.
But it's still scaring people away from buying cold cuts. And it's the worst time of year for people to be scared of buying cold cuts.
Back to school.
Thank you.
Making lunches.
Exactly. Right? Cold cuts were made for back to school. So what are you sending your kid to school with now if you ain't
using
cold cuts?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Ugh.
I love peanut butter.
Yeah, but you get sick of it after a while.
I will never get sick of peanut butter and jelly.
But there's nothing like ham and cheese.
Yeah.
A nice turkey sandwich. Or how about even the higher end? Your roast beef
Roast beef is the Cadillac of lunch sandwiches.
It's the top. You can't go any higher.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Yeah.
God, my mouth is watering right now.
Who doesn't love a roast beef sandwich?
I love a roast beef sandwich.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wait. You like roast beef?
I love roast beef.
But you like it on a sandwich?
I do. I love it. Yeah.
You know what, man? But you just tell me.
Why is that?
I just jumped in. I saw what was going on.
Yeah?
I jumped into the cold cut game.
Get the hell out of here.
Kidding.
Yeah. I opened it on a little deli kiosk in the men's room.
Really? Well, here's the thing. Hmm. I mean, you know, we're talking about the listeria outbreak. I am worried about getting sick. Can you guarantee me that your cold cuts are going to be safe?
Oh, you're not going to get sick at all, probably.
What's your business called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Old Time Not Boar's Head Cold Cuts. From the farm to your mouth, sauce.
I love how he started without
a name. That went on for a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, during tough times, call for tough times.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Again, one third of all Boar's Head cold cut business has disappeared in the last month after this listeria outbreak. Even more surprising, one tenth of all cold cut business period has disappeared. People are afraid to buy cold cuts.
It's a bologna pandemic.
Are there people 252-WCMF that have avoided buying cold cuts because
altogether.
Of this? Right, because if you're a cold cut person, it's hard to go cold turkey, cold cut,
because there's no alternative.
Even cold turkey is going to get you sick if you
Yeah.
So I wonder then if like. Businesses that make subs and sandwiches have also taken a hit. Like, are people not going there in their lunch hour to grab a sandwich?
Because, I mean, we talked about we are sub-central USA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Between all the mom-and-pop places and the chains here.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
I don't know.
I wonder if people aren't even making that connection.
It could be. You just trust that the business you're going to is taking care of it.
Right. I'm not buying cold cuts at the deli department. I'm over here at the sub shop. Can't be the same. Cold cuts.
But, Kimmy, you say you trust that they're taking
care of it. I think there's like a false sense of, well, they can't sell me anything that can make me sick.
No, I get you. But, see, that's what sucks about this is the grocery stores were unaware that they were doing it.
Yeah.
It was coming from the factory that made Boar's Head. And I think the most interesting part of this situation.
Go ahead.
You know, on this show, we've talked about a ton of food recalls before. Mm. We've laughed about them, right? And we've laughed about them because people don't take them seriously.
Yes.
And we had asked on a couple of occasions what it would take for people to finally start taking food recalls seriously. And it turns out it's people dying because that's what happened here.
Okay.
And it's 9 people. It's very, very sad.
Over the entire country.
Yes, in a month. I believe it's over the entire
country. Nothing.
No, it's not nothing. Those are 9 people
that
have families.
It's pretty significant.
But as a fat boy, you're going to tell me when you were at your fattest peak? mm-hmm. your peak fatness,
yeah.
you eat them cold cuts.
I don't know, 9 people dying?
Over the whole country.
It's a lot of people for cold cuts. How many cold cut deaths are acceptable to you?
25.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, 25 people over 350 million fat asses consuming every day. Everything, that's nothing.
No, but that's under the assumption that everyone in America is eating cold cuts.
And by the way, not everybody dies from getting this disease.
This is
true. People get very mild symptoms. Some people don't even know they had it.
You're right. And there are also people who will die that died not knowing they died from that.
Yeah.
True.
There are people that got sick. Now, by the way, when they say the people that got sick, the number, that's confirmed cases who went to the doctor, yeah. they identified they had listeria, mm. they then traced it back to where they bought the cold cuts from. There could be thousands, maybe more than thousands of people that got sick from this and were completely unaware that's how they got sick. Because they didn't go to the doctor.
But if you're a fat guy, you're going to tell me you're not going to eat a sub? Come on.
I know. You'd have to come weigh your hunger and craving versus
Italian
risk
combo.
Of something.
Well, I would think at this point we're good. Not from Boar's
Well,
Head,
I don't know, though. Nobody's really come out and said either way, have they?
I guess now that you say that.
No, that's what I mean. Like, we haven't really heard much on like what you should and shouldn't be purchasing.
Here's what I'm going with. I know Tops and Wegmans are selling cold cuts.
Yeah.
If they're willing to sell it, knowing the liability,
right.
it's probably okay.
We're back.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Because they don't want to take the risk.
Exactly. I mean, Wegmans and Tops may be the ones that, you know, oh, yeah. grocery stores like that. Same with any sub shop you go to, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you get sick eating at their place, it's on them. So,
right.
yeah, it's probably fine. Now.
Let's eat.
I do want a roast beef sandwich.
Me too right now, if you brought it up.
God, roast beef on you, a little bit of toasted bread.
Oh, look at you. You're going top shelf. Warm roast beef.
Why is roast beef au jus looked at so fancy? Like, the gravy's not that expensive.
It's just the name.
But it's shaved steak. I mean, it's steak.
It's roast beef.
That's steak.
I understand, but it's roast beef. Like, you go, I remember my
and
dad.
And they threw that French juice in there.
It's just juice.
Yeah, but it's French juice.
French juice?
Yeah.
Wait, you like French juice?
Love French juice.
Well, then you should go to France and check it out sometime. Well, this is a story in two acts.
Oh.
Because the first act, you can see, we don't care about food recalls. Mm-hmm. If the food's in our fridge, unless it's something like really scary, we're going to eat it.
And this
right?
is a very delicious food.
It is, but this is what happens when you don't take these recalls seriously. Because the second act is now an overcorrection. Mm. Because people are so scared, it seems, it's affecting an entire industry, even though it's one company that is the source of these problems.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we're all familiar with the Boar's Head cold cut situation.
That's the one with the logo that looks like your mom.
A couple weeks ago, there was a listeria outbreak
Ooh.
Involving Boar's Head cold cuts.
So your cold cuts could give you the trots.
More than the trots. They could kill you.
Oh, really? Death by squirt.
So when this happened, folks were being warned, do not eat these cold cuts. Get rid of these cold cuts.
With the Boar's Head.
The Boar's Head cold cuts. And there was even worry about cross-contamination in the beginning because the listeria from the Boar's Head could have gotten onto like the slicer and gotten onto other cold cuts,
right?
So they were telling people initially, any cold cuts you have, chill out. Some grocery stores stop selling cold cuts entirely because of this thing. We know that people don't listen to recalls
all
that much.
No, of course
not. Yes. And because of that, a lot of people got sick. 9 people have confirmed died from this listeria outbreak in the Boar's Head cold cuts factory.
Damn.
And they went in and did
in the factory?
They went and did an inspection in the factory, and it was not good. Not good at all.
I got pigsty in here.
So here's the thing. I'm not acknowledging what you just said. Cold cut sales have plummeted in the wake of the Boar's Head listeria.
Okay, roast beef, your bolognese.
Well, Boar's Head makes all of it.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm saying,
all brands.
But I'm saying, like, cold cuts in general, people are just not buying.
So,
period.
So, Boar's Head specifically.
They tanked.
Their sales, they've lost a third of their business in the last month.
Oh, my God.
A third of their business. And you understand why. For some reason, by the way, New York has been hit the hardest.
Oh.
I don't know if we lead the league in Boar's Head cold cuts.
Oh, it could be.
Love a good deli.
But they also are estimating that 10% of the entire cold cut market is gone.
Damn.
Because people are afraid to eat cold cuts right now because of what's going on. And which is weird because every time you see this story, it always says Boar's Head, Boar's Head, Boar's Head, Boar's Head. And I know in the beginning they said, you know, don't eat cold cuts at all for a little while because of the cross-contamination. Yeah. But they've come out and said, like, now that's okay.
All right, we're back.
But it's still scaring people away from buying cold cuts. And it's the worst time of year for people to be scared of buying cold cuts.
Back to school.
Thank you.
Making lunches.
Exactly. Right? Cold cuts were made for back to school. Mm-hmm. So what are you sending your kid to school with now if you ain't
peanut butter and jelly?
Ugh.
I love peanut butter.
But you get sick of it after a while.
I will never get sick of peanut butter and jelly.
But there's nothing like ham and cheese.
Yeah.
A nice turkey sandwich. Or how about even the higher end, your roast beef
roast
sandwich.
Roast beef is the Cadillac of lunch sandwiches.
It's the top. You can't go any higher.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Yeah.
God, my mouth is watering right now.
Who doesn't love a roast beef sandwich?
I love a roast beef sandwich.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wait. You like roast beef?
I love roast beef.
But you like it on a sandwich?
I do. I love it. Yeah.
You know what, man? But you just tell me.
Why is that?
I just jumped in. I saw what was going on.
Yeah?
I jumped into the cold cut game.
Get the hell
no
out
kidding.
Of here.
Yeah. I opened a little deli kiosk in the men's room.
Really? Well, here's the thing. I mean, you know, we're talking about the Listeria outbreak. I am worried about getting sick. Can you guarantee me that your cold cuts are going to be safe?
Oh, you're not going to get sick at all, probably.
What's your business called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Old Time Not Boar's Head Cold Cuts. From the farm to your mouth sauce.
I love how he started without a
that was a lot. That went on for a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, during tough times, call for tough times.
252-9263. Again, 1/3 of all Boar's Head cold cut business has disappeared in the last month after this Listeria outbreak. Even more surprising, one-tenth of all cold cut business, period, has disappeared. People are afraid to buy cold cuts.
It's a bologna pandemic.
Are there people, 252-WCMF, that have avoided buying cold cuts because of this, right? Because if you're a cold cut person, it's hard to go cold turkey, cold cut.
Because there's no alternative.
Even cold turkey is going to get you sick if you're eating more.
Yeah.
So I wonder then if, like, businesses that make subs and sandwiches have also taken a hit. Like, are people not going there in their lunch hour to grab a sandwich?
Because, I mean, we talked about we are sub-central USA.
Oh, yeah.
Between all the mom-and-pop places and the chains here.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
I don't know.
I wonder if people aren't even making that connection.
It could be. You just trust that the business you're going to is taking care of it.
Right. I'm not buying cold cuts at the deli department. I'm over here at the sub shop. Can't be the same. Cold cuts.
But, Kimmy, you say you trust that they're taking care
no, I'm
of
it. No, I think there's like a false sense of, well, they can't sell me anything that can make me sick.
No, I get you. But, see, that's what sucks about this is the grocery stores were unaware that they were doing it.
Yeah.
It was coming from the factory that made Boar's Head. And I think the most interesting part of this situation.
Go ahead.
You know, on this show, we've talked about a ton of food recalls before. Mm-hmm. We've laughed about them, right? And we've laughed about them because people don't take them seriously.
Yes.
And we had asked on a couple of occasions what it would take for people to finally start taking food recalls seriously. And it turns out it's people dying because that's what happened here.
Okay.
And it's 9 people. It's very, very sad.
Over the entire country.
Yes, in a month. I believe it's over the entire
that's
country.
Nothing.
No, it's not nothing. Those are 9 people
that's
that have
pretty
families.
Significant.
But as a fat boy, you're going to tell me when you was at your fattest peak, your peak fatness?
Yeah.
You eat them cold cuts.
I don't know. 9 people dying?
Over the whole country.
It's a lot of people for cold cuts. How many cold cut deaths are acceptable to you?
25.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, 25 people over 350 million fat asses consuming every day. Everything, that's nothing.
No, but that's under the assumption that everyone in America is eating cold cuts.
And by the way, not everybody dies from getting this disease.
This is
some
true.
People get very mild symptoms. Some people don't even know they had it.
You're right. And there are also people who will die that died not knowing they died from that.
Yeah.
True.
There are people that got sick. Now, by the way, when they say the people that got sick, the number, that's confirmed cases who went to the doctor, they identified they had Listeria, they then traced it back to where they bought the cold cuts from. There could be thousands, maybe more than thousands of people that got sick from this and were completely unaware that's how they got sick. They didn't go to the doctor.
But if you're a fat guy, you're going to tell me you're not going to eat a sub? Come on.
I know. You'd have to weigh your hunger and craving versus
Italian
risk
combo.
Of something.
Well, I would think at this point we're good. Not from Boar's
Head. Well,
side,
I don't know, though. Nobody's really come out and said either way, have they?
I guess now that you say that.
No, like that's what I mean. Like we haven't really heard much on like what you should and shouldn't be
all right, here's
purchasing.
Here's what I'm going with. I know Tops and Wegmans are selling cold cuts.
Yeah.
If they're willing to sell it, knowing the liability,
right,
it's probably okay.
We're back.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Because they don't want to take the risk.
Exactly. I mean, Wegmans and Tops may be the ones that, you know, grocery stores like that. Same with any sub shop you go to, right? Like, if you get sick eating at their place, it's on them. So,
right.
Yeah, it's probably fine. Now.
Let's eat.
I do want a roast beef sandwich.
Me too right now, if you brought it up.
God, roast beef on you, a little bit of toasted bread.
Oh, look at you. You're going top shelf. Warm roast beef.
Why is roast beef au jus looked at so fancy? Like, the gravy's not that expensive.
It's just the name.
But it's shaved steak. I mean, it's steak.
It's roast beef.
That's steak.
I understand, but it's roast beef. Like, you go, I remember my dad.
And they threw that French juice in there.
It's just juice.
Yeah, but it's French juice.
French juice?
Yeah.
Wait, you like French juice?
Love French juice.
Well, then you should go to France and check it out sometime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.